mid-30s. South Florida's generally into the low to upper 30s, and a spot or two could be near 40. Followed by a sunny sky tomorrow and a warm-up a little bit to the middle 50s. Count on colder temperatures with the clouds and some rain, too, on Saturday near 50. Followed by a partly sunny, warmer Sunday with the high temperatures back into the middle 50s. Close to 60 with a partly sunny afternoon on Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Handcrafted items, paintings, pottery, wood carvings, handmade toys, furniture, cypress swings, ceramics, jewelry, and much more. Broadmoor High School Arts and Crafts Festival, Baton Rouge. Friday, November 18th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Santa will be the special guest. Inquire about becoming a vendor. Call 225-926-1420 or email jraymond@ebrschools.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the virus, the COVID 19 virus. It started in a lab in Switzerland, made its way down the Italian tunnels, the Swiss-Italian tunnels, directly into Italy, where Chinese nationals who were coming back and forth between Italy and China were racing back and forth between China and Italy for whatever reason. Several of the nationals, Chinese nationals and Italian nationals, to be quite frank, were infected with the virus, and it made its way over into Wuhan, and the rest is somewhat history. It's infected the world. It's gotten out of control to where it is being, and when I say out of control, I don't mean the virus. I mean the reaction to the virus. That we've got still, even though we know that the virus is, you know, no worse than the cold, common flu. We've got Gavin Newsom pumping it up as if it's real, and as if it has a 99.9% efficacy rate when it's less than 0.0001%. And continues to look for mandates to the problem that's not a problem, that's been orchestrated into a problem. The vaccine is not a vaccine because it's not attenuated cells from the actual latest virus that's out. It's a bioweapon released by the royals and nobility of Europe and Asia and South America and Africa. These are the royals and the nobility who have surmised that there's enough of them in the world that they can wipe every other bloodline out of existence and have declared war on the general population of the world and seek to dismantle and disassemble it. They held me in a military tribunal for years. When I got out, they had sold American President Lines, the premier flag carrier. It flew the American flag in the United States Merchant Marine. It was sold to Neptune Orient Lines. That's owned and controlled by the Singaporean government. They held on to it there for a couple of years till they could sort things out, see where I was at, see where, if the name was clear yet, because I had sued APL. Of course, dismissed, 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 dismissed. And then they sold the American President Lines through NOL, sale of it, to what is known as CGA, CGM, which is French owned. That is a member of the royalty, the nobility of Europe. And you know, the WEF, World Economic Forum, is nothing but a upper echelon of the very rich. You know, I wish people would stop calling them the elites because it's very misleading, and start calling them what they are, the royalty, like King George, King George III, King Charles, and the nobility of Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Britain or England, Rome, Switzerland and Liechtenstein. There's an important point I want to bring out, that the Swiss franc is the money for Switzerland, where a lot of this nefarious deeds are sequestered and coming out of, because of the, you know, they say the banks of Switzerland are the most corrupt in the world. They say this themselves as a selling point, as a reason to come to Switzerland. Not only is Switzerland the head of the rackets, they share a common money or Swiss franc with Liechtenstein, which is a constitutional monarchy. I had a woman named Nicole Liechtenstein show up at my earliest proceedings to get a look at me, I guess, size me up. She disappeared after that. That was in 2003. I wasn't carried into a military tribunal. You know, the Department of Homeland Security has the Coast Guard in it. The Coast Guard is saying it's a branch of military. So we have one branch of military, the Department of Defense, which is really for offense, and the Department of Homeland Security, which is really for defense. It's targeting the American people with such programs as the Department of Homeland Security has 78 federal fusion centers within it that are nothing but Stasi-like, Stasi-esque listening centers. They are listening posts. One thing that would point to this is the ownership of T-Mobile was owned by German Telecom when Bush was president. We'll be right back. We're going to break.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday.
From 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday.
From 4 until 5.
From the heart of the Crescent City.
Atomic batteries to power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a rudimentary.
You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Okay. So even though Switzerland has the number one shipping company in the world, it's flagged under the Swiss flag. Red backdrop and white cross. It is Italian owned by the Ponte family. We're talking about all these mafia scams and Whitney Webb's latest book in a 2-volume session or edition. But it's important to note, because Mediterranean Shipping Company is a Swiss flagged It's landlocked. But Switzerland is not part of the EU. It has all different sorts of international agreements. And then it's Italian owned. And you go down the tunnel, I think there's a couple tunnels now, goes from through the Swiss Alps from Switzerland directly to Italy. Switzerland is known for what it did in World War II with banking. It's doing it again. Much of what we are seeing and have seen thus far is a repeat of about 100 years ago, with World War One leading up and into World War II, where the Nazis, and we have many of them here within our own country, Admiral Allen, Coast Guard Commandant, who shut down the Gulf, is married to Pamela Hess of Hess Oil Dynasty. The Hessians were sent over here in our Revolutionary War as professional soldiers. Now they're here as professional oilmen, businessmen, much like the Bushes are. The number two shipping company is Maersk. It flies the American flag. It's owned by Denmark, the Netherlands, also known as Dutch or German. Hey, whoa. The number five is, shipping company is Hapag-Lloyd, and it's German. Many of these shipyards, smaller shipyards, if not medium and larger, many of them were Newport News is General Dynamics back in the day. General Dynamics is tied to Glenn Youngkin, the mayor of, or the governor of Virginia. He is a Nazi. There's no way, better way of saying it. He's a co-founder of the Carlyle Group, but somehow he convinced, and this is what they do, is they throw Terry McAuliffe at us to scare the bejesus out of us, and then give us Glenn Youngkin, who's as bad, if not far worse, than if we had actually voted in Terry McAuliffe. And, maybe the constituents of Virginia can keep him honest. I don't think so. I think he will someday betray us. The number three shipping company is CGM. It's France. Again, repeating, mankind likes to repeat things on a annual or semi-annual or multi-annual, 15-year, 25-year, 50-year, 100-year cycles. And that's what we are doing. We are repeating the fascist, corporatist cycle of the early 20th century, 1900s, late 1800s, into the 1900s, 1915, 1920, 1925. You can see the parallels. They're trying to get us into a world war. to clamp down on and impose upon us the Biden bucks, as some have coined the term. I think it's Jim Rickards or whatever. Number four shipping company is Costco. It's China Ocean Shipping Company, or and it's Chinese flag. It's fourth. Fifth is Hapag-Lloyd. It's German. And sixth is Taiwan. Think of if we go into, if for any reason, and it will become a reason, there will be a reason, but the Taiwanese will have to defend themselves against an invasion from China, because China gains a lot in grabbing that little island, you know, that's Taiwan, or Big Island, aircraft carrier, supposedly. It gains not only, you know, it's already there. It's already the number one shipping company, because a lot of this stuff is being reported incorrectly. China holds the number four spot, but it also holds the number 14 spot, number 18 spot, number 21 spot, 23 spot. So if those are all added up, following the one China policy, it quickly is the number one shipping company in the world, but that's before Taiwan is included under the one China policy. When Taiwan is included, it controls the number six spot, Evergreen Marine Corporation, and the number nine spot, Yangming Marine Transport Corporation, Taiwan, the number 11 spot, Wanhai Lines, which is the number 11 spot, Taiwan, the number 19 spot. And when those are thrown in to with what China has now, if properly added up, it would grow into the number one by far, to where it would be almost double the size of Switzerland, the Swiss flag, with MSC, that's really not owned by the Swiss. It's owned by the Italians. And that is the birthplace of fascism under Mussolini. We have a break, and we'll be right back.
Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada. Breakfast with a Bayou Bay.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell went off on Fox 8 investigative reporter Lee Zurich after he questioned her about time spent in a city-owned French Quarter apartment with a New Orleans cop. Zurich has been running a series of reports pertaining to Cantrell's use of that apartment and has more than 600 hours of recordings of her entering and leaving. Cantrell dismissed Zurich when he asked a follow-up question.
You've done more than any other reporter in this room that has been, in my opinion, in violation of me as a human being. So with that, sir, thank you very much.
The city's inspector general has also launched an investigation into Cantrell's use of that apartment. Candidates for Louisiana governor are starting to pop up left and right ever since Senators Kennedy and Cassidy admitted they're weighing the idea of getting in. The latest is Mandeville State Representative Richard Nelson, who says if elected, he'd work to end state income tax.
The tax structure in Louisiana is just broken. We're right next to Texas, or, you know, right down the street from Florida. Both of those states grew six times faster than us in the last 10 years, in the last census.
Nelson is young, 36, which he feels is to his advantage. This is news on LRN.
Everybody has a story. We don't always know where it'll take us.
When I was a boy, I spent my days climbing trees, eating pie, catching fish. Barefoot in the river, I walked, listening to crickets, counting stars. This was home. I thought about those days after my stroke, wondered if I'd make it back to the places and people I love. But I got the right care from the right doctors because I chose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
Your card matters. What you call home does too.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana has been helping Louisianians get care for generations. With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to what you call home. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come on, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
That's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGS.
All right, we're back. And I want to point out that the number six Evergreen Marine Corporation, the number six flag, is Taiwanese, but it includes in it a little note. It says includes Italia Maritime and Uniglory Marine. So these shipping companies are so intertwined and interconnected as to, you know, make them indistinguishable. We need to, you know, first, I'm an officer in the Merchant Marine. I was a whistleblower in the Merchant Marine. I blew the whistle and I paid for it with my life. I suspect, you know, I would love to get before a congressional hearing. It looks like that may be possible. But I was prosecuted instead in a military tribunal where the Coast Guard is saying it has more power over me than the Navy, which I had a naval commission when they came after me. So the Coast Guard has more control, more power than the Navy, and it has more power and control than any civilian authorities to cover up the issue, because the Coast Guard is saying that it is the only branch of military in United States history that can adjudicate civilian law. Well, it's not the only one. The U.S. Army was used after the Civil War for 10 years during Reconstruction as the police force for the South until they fought to do away with this transgression that's as old as Rome, and to stop the imposition of the military upon the civilian population. It doesn't matter who won what war, you don't put civilians under military law, military rule. There's a famous case that I have cited on the show, Reed versus Covert, 1957, not 56. Then in 56, they upheld it. They upheld what the army had done to I think Mrs. Reed. In their decision, they said that it was a-okay. You know, civilians can come under the military if they're in England. Of course, if they're in England. But they found it so important to rehear the case. Her father was her biggest advocate. I don't have an advocate. I'm my own advocate. I would ask you to be your own advocate to get out the word on this and the word on what I'm talking about. Well, you just look at the Federal Administrative Procedure Act passed in 1946 that marries all three branches of the federal government together, so we don't have any separation of powers. The executive branch is more powerful than a king. He is a king. He is a god because he controls the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches of government, and the Supreme Court, who backs him up on this with all these deferences, like Chevron deference. Chevron is a company who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they have to pay big money for the racketeering that they carry on throughout the world, to say that you must defer to the Article 2, that's, they're not supposed to have branches of, they are not supposed to hear any judicial or legislative issues, but that the Supreme Court ruled that the Article 3 courts are supposed to defer, means, you know, whatever the Article 2 branch of government did in its proceedings, you have to defer to that because they're the experts. And that is, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, who took over our foreign policy, was made a part of the federal government. I forgot what year it was, but it was made an official branch. It was after 1921, 30s or 40s. It was actually assimilated into our government. So we had the Council on Foreign Relations became a formal part of our government. How is that? Where's that? You look into it, you'll find it. It's very, very, very troubling. The biggest thing you need to fight back on right now is it appears that hearings may be held, and not soon enough, hearings on Hunter Biden and whatnot, things that we've been screaming for, you know, years and years to get investigated. I'm going to read to you the 30 largest shipping companies in the world. Number one is Switzerland, it's MSC. They own and control the LA port, what used to be known as the land and the facilities that used to be the Long Beach Naval Shipyard, is now owned and controlled by Mediterranean Shipping Company, which is MSC, which is Swiss flagged but Italian owned. Maersk is the number two. It's Denmark or Dutch or the Netherlands. The Hitler saw them as the other Aryan nation in Switzerland, well, in and around Germany. Germany is right above Italy. So, and Switzerland is off to the east there. Costco Shipping Company is number four, and before that is number three, CMA CGM, which is French, that now owns and controls American shipping lines. One of the reasons that they're going to do this, or they have done this, in holding on to me while they, you know, in a military tribunal where I'm not supposed to be held inside of a military tribunal for 5 or 6 years, is so that they can carry on racketeering on a grand scale as we're pushed into a world war that will, you know, level the North American Union, and they will bring in the contractors from Switzerland and Germany. Germany owns the Heidelberg Group, which is the largest shipping or largest cement manufacturer in the world. You need to get active. You need, you know, I've asked for continued help for my plight that I'm suffering through. You need to get active and be involved in your own government. It is your own government, you know, and it only works when you're involved. Otherwise, the royal families and nobility will take over, as they seem to be very close to, if not have done. We'll be right back.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Something better is the power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in. You'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
All right. Hey, Cajun Buccaneer, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, you can call back in. I'm sorry you were hung up on. I'm going to read really quick. MSC is Swiss flagged, Italian owned. Two is Maersk. It's Denmark, Dutch, German. It's three is CMA CGM. It's France flagged, and it owns APL. So they're going to run. these U.S. flag ships back at us because they're foreign owned, much like many of our shipping yards back east. Kvarner owns the shipping company, like Bad. I forget if it's it's not. I forget which shipping company or shipyard. It owns and controls. I could find out, but not that important for now. Other than, you know, it's conflicted and we're being destroyed. Costco is China. It's number four. Five is Hapag-Lloyd. It's German, and it's a member of the alliance. And so is number seven, Japan. It's the alliance. Eight is South Korea. It's the alliance. Number nine is Taiwan, and it's the alliance. Number three, CMA, CGM is France. It's Ocean Alliance. Number four is Costco. It's Chinese. It's the Ocean Alliance. Number six is Evergreen Marine Transport Corporation. It's Taiwanese. It's the Ocean Alliance. So you can't look at that. These shipping companies have become so immense that they are going to shut down on the western coast and on the eastern coast any shipping. So we're not going to get anything at all. We're not getting oil, we're not getting food, we're not getting water from overseas by any stretch of the imagination. But one reason they are doing this is the, you know, Swiss and Italians and the French and the Germans have grouped together. They are going to run us into the ground. By the time we figure it out, and we're still just now figuring it out, we will be run into the ground and not be able to rebuild ourselves for a good 3, 4, 5, 10 years. By that time, it will be too late because, you know, even with China and Taiwan going on and, you know, more and more and more conflict, Joe Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's a conflict of interest because it's a member of the crown. The crown. I've said it for so long, 20 years now, that it's the crown that's behind all of Hong Kong. It was taken over by the British in 1848, and it was just gifted back to the Chinese to infuse into them, you know, they're taught, they're communist, and they've been given all the means to be a capitalist nation. China has been I used to say it was the largest Trojan horse to mankind ever built by mankind, was Hong Kong. And it was left at the gates of China. And nobody is listening. After number five, Hapag-Lloyd is German. Six is Evergreen Marine Transportation. It's Taiwanese. So that's one of the things that China's going to grab a hold of when it goes into Taiwan. Number seven is Japanese. It's Ocean Network Express. Eight is South Korean. Nine is Yangming Transport Company. It's Taiwanese again. Again, another asset of the Taiwanese government that China will get a hold of. And it will launch itself, unbeknownst to anybody, unless you can decipher these issues, into the number one shipping company in the world by far. They'll have, 30 to 40%, as I've said before, of international shipping That's where all your stuff comes from overseas. You know, Walmart used to make American products, doesn't anymore. Shouldn't shop at Walmart. You know, some people have to, because Walmart has come in and taken down all of their mom and pop stores. You know, this was intentional. This has been planned. The British play the long game, and they played it very well, to where they will be able to come back in very soon with digital currency and more. You have to fight against digital currency in every form and move back to, you know, a gold-based currency, actual currency that you exchange and for the goods. You know, no digital, no, that is a death trap. It's a death knell. Credit cards and anybody who's swiping them, you've seen the people can attack and what's the name for digital they can they can get into your records digitally through hacking and get them, so much so that they've been able to hack the medical records of retired soldiers. Who has it? China. China is a grave and growing threat. We need to stand up against it, but I would say that the crown families of Europe, Britain, Rome, the European Union is the recreation of Rome. It's, you know, the largest countries and the smallest countries, Liechtenstein would be one of them, it's a royal family, who have worked together. The royal families have hid behind the scenes and have worked out deals with themselves and with others to divvy up the assets of the world, India gone, China gone. Sorry, China, I hate to tell you that, but you will be the policeman for a while, but you'll be overtaken by the Germans and others. You know, well, people, I could really use some help. I need some help. I need to get before Congress because of, you know, the Coast Guard is saying it's a branch of military that can involve itself in civilian affairs. That is against our Constitution in every way, shape, and form. You need to start pushing back against the Coast Guard. It came from the Department of Transportation, and now it's in the Department of Homeland Security saying it's a standalone branch of military. It has 78 federal fusion centers in the world, at least, if not more.
501c3 nonprofit. We believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle,